Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You are.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You want to stick around? You can stick around if you want. We're starting the show. It's all good, buddy.
I would love it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on air, Joe.
Pull up.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Good morning.
Now,
yeah,
this is what we need more of. Pull up.
We'll be we'll do it formally tomorrow.
Yeah.
The crossover.
Hey, guys, I know you planned for an entire show. I'm doing a mark here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's why you're wrong before you start. I'm teasing.
Oh, that's great.
Have a great day.
That's it. That's what it's about.
Bryce.
Steiny. House of Prime Rib?
What about it?
You getting fancy on me.
Well, the longtime owner passed.
Oh,
named Joe Betts.
Okay.
96.
Oh,
legend.
He had a good run.
Institution.
Wow.
Back in the day, you used to go on. They used to have a sports talk shows late Sunday night. And if you'd go on as a guest, they'd give you a House of Prime Rib gift certificate.
Come on, man.
I remember going there way back in the day. And it's all you can eat.
Yeah. How you like your steak? I'm medium well.
I like it pink in the middle.
All right. So, medium, yeah, you're medium. Yeah.
Maybe a little medium. Like, wait, medium is more cooked than medium rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like medium.
I like it a little raw, too.
You like it raw? Like you want it, run it through a warm room with a leash on it?
I'll give you a one.
Something like that.
How you doing, baby?
I'm thinking about this game on Sunday between the Niners and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we've got two quarterbacks who clearly aren't 100%, and now the question is, what do you do? What do you do if you're Kyle Shanahan and the Niners?
Well, I'll do this. I'll take a page out of Keanu Reeves' book, and Lawrence Fishburne Steiny is like the Matrix.
How so?
The right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is one of these quarterbacks is more important than the other, right? So that's where you start. So I got to send my guy, both of them are iffy, wouldn't you protect the starter, which is Brock Purdy, and run Mac Jones, who's been swell through two games, not perfect. You run him out there rather than risking the biscuit with Brock Purdy if you're rushing him back.
I'm starting to think that without knowing the severity of the injuries, because Kyle Shanahan's clearly, you know, being coy
everything
about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that neither of them are healthy right now. So I'm going to take a different tact. If neither of them are healthy, I can't start either of them. I got to start the other guy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you why.
Martinez?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I would do that.
Scotty, come on.
I'm telling you. Here's the thing. Okay, if it's as simple as you got two banged up quarterbacks and you've got a starter and a backup, and if they're both hurt, well, let's start the backup. Here's the issue that I have with if you start Mac Jones, because the reality is whether you start Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, the question's going to be, what if they get hurt?
But you can't live like that.
Right, but to me, If you have two guys that are, you know, not healthy, and you go ahead and play Mac Jones, and he gets hurt, then I think you're in real trouble. And the reason I say that is because then Purdy's got to stay healthy all year long.
But you can't control that now, partner.
So why, I guess, so basically what you're saying is if both guys are hurt, just play the backup quarterback.
To protect the most important investment, which is Brock Purdy, for now.
But my concern with this team right now is if you have Mac Jones, I feel like if something happens to Purdy,
okay,
you could still withstand that and continue with your goal of trying to make the playoffs.
Facts.
If you put Mac Jones out there Sunday and he gets hurt, then to my way of thinking, Brock Purdy's got to stay healthy, obviously, all season long, because if he doesn't, your season's over. So I still like the idea of Mac Jones being a healthy backup, because I do believe that you can withstand some more weeks of Purdy being out if you have Mac Jones out. I'm sorry, if you have Mac Jones on the roster.
But what about my saying that I like?
I would rather lose the game with Martinez than win it with Mac Jones and he gets hurt again.
Steiny, I disagree, but I'll say this. Tomorrow's not promised, and I always say it, right? So the fact that you're willing to, you know, because we don't, it's 3-0, and we talked about Harry. It might be 0-3, or it could be 0-3. It's not. You've bought yourself some time. You've afforded yourself some time, but to run a third stringer out there for his first snap ever, I'm not doing that. And Steiny, you can't control, you know, these guys come in with a finger issue and then tear something in their knee. You can't control that.
But here's the thing with this kind of situation. I'm consistent. If a guy's not 100%, I'm not going to play him. And so
nobody will be on the field.
Well, the reality of the situation is you're worried about Brock Purdy getting hurt, but you're not worried about Mac Jones getting hurt. So that's fine, and I get it. Purdy's more important than Mac Jones, but I'm of the opinion that you may need both of them over the course of the season, and I like what I've seen in two games with Mac Jones.
So and play so, him.
But
is like, it an no, operation 4-0? You worry about this week.
To me, again, I'm assuming that the injuries are similar in terms of their severity, whatever it is. So we got two guys that might not be 100%. Let's just say they're both at 75.
Yeah, one's missed two games.
At that point, I don't think I'm playing Mac Jones. I just don't think I am. And it doesn't mean I'm conceding the game, because we're still at home. We got a shot at it. But
I'm also a quarterback who's never played an
that's
NFL
fine.
Down.
And you know what else we got? We got the Rams on Thursday after that on a short week.
And what if you're 4-0 going to that game as opposed to 3-1?
I would rather lose that game
and you're 3-2.
I'd rather go into that game knowing that I'll have Mac Jones and or Brock Purdy available at 3-1 than we're 4-0 and now all of a sudden we're down to one quarterback.
Now I see what you're doing, but Steiny, you're assuming, okay, Goo, I'm gonna protect both, but they'll be greater and 100% going into that Ram game.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
What if they're not? What if this thing lingers? And what if there's fear?
So if it's lingering, you're going to play him now?
No, it's football. We've had guys, Baldy and Lo'Neal, saying what Brock's dealing with could last or linger this whole season.
Okay, so then he can't play.
No, he can if he says he can go. Like, you got to be careful because you're acting like they're 6-0 and not 3-0. You do not want to lose.
I'm not putting Mac Jones out on the field if he's hurt or if he's not 100%. I mean, obviously, they're going to make a decision whether who's good enough or healthy enough to play.
Because one of them are playing.
Okay, then if one of them plays, I'm going to assume they're healthy. But I'm just telling you, I wouldn't play Mac Jones if he's not healthy. Right. I just wouldn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I get it. The way we look at it is if you want somebody to get hurt, you want Mac Jones to get hurt. There's no doubt. I mean, let's just put the rat on the table. But Mac Jones gets hurt this Sunday.
Thank you.
Now, you know, we got no choice, but Brock Purdy better be healthy all year long.
Wow.
Because we don't have a guy who can come in and kind of keep us progressing.
But with that, just a minute ago, Steiner, you said you're not conceding if Martinez were to play.
No.
But I feel like now we're talking about miracles. You know, no.
Did anybody think they'd go 2-0 with Mac Jones?
I didn't, but I didn't think they would go. I thought it was possible. And I ain't hating on the kid Martinez or something. But, Stoddy, I think there's no way. Like, they're far from that. One of these two, in regard to Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, are going to be, you know, are going to go out there. And, yeah, they won't be 100%. But I'd be, like, you talk about the injury thing. Well, and we did all day yesterday. But if you don't, if one of these quarter, both these quarterbacks can't go, then, my gosh. You know, it's just like, wow.
I mean, the other thing is the idea that, okay, if they're both 90%, okay, then play Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Play Brock Purdy.
I can see it happening.
But why, you know, we got to worry about him getting hurt then.
Yeah.
With the turf toe.
Jedi Knight 2020 in the chat says, Stoney, this isn't the playoffs. Is Mac is hurt? If Mac is hurt, he should sit just like Brock.
I kind of agree. And I get it. They're not 6-0. And that's one of the reasons why I would not take a risk 4 weeks into the season, because we're 3-0. It's still early. If something, you know, big would happen, now we got big problems for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And Brock's missed too, so you would think that toe, if it's treading in the right direction, he'll be ready to go this Sunday.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've got two quarterbacks, and it sounds like both of them are a little banged up, Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. So what do you think Kyle Shanahan should do? Let's assume that neither is going to be quite 100%. Let's put them at 80. Put them both at 80-ish, and we'll play some Kyle Shanahan sound. He seems to – like, I get the impression from Shanahan – that both the injuries are similar in severity in terms of, you know, one guy's not noticeably healthier or, you know, less healthy than the other. So what do you do, 49er fans? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Pier 39.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibs. Coming up at 2 o'clock, crossover at 1:45. Now back to Steiny and Goo. I know, guys, I'm super intimidating. Right, Steiny? You don't need to be scared of me. I'm a teddy bear.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. I'm not scared of Willard anymore. I'm jealous and envious of him. Did you hear that Joe Thomas interview? They took
my
guy.
Give me a nugget. I missed that one.
Oh, we got to get that sound. Joe Thomas was... I'm going to play. Joe Thomas gave a 3-minute answer that was unbelievable. We'll play it a little later. Right.
And they also had our guy on that we found out is a hooper. Greg Cosell, Steiny, your boy getting buckets. Who knew?
D3. Hey. He's D3. Give me a break. Matter. Amherst?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Amherst. That's an academic school. Franklin and Marshall would have taken him out to the woodshed.
You wouldn't say that to Greg.
Of course I would.
6'4", by the way.
Of course I would. Of course I would. I'd want to know about the Amherst. I don't know their nickname off the top of my head. I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. You know, this is all speculation, and we're trying to figure out what to do. And somebody said, what would I do Sunday at quarterback for the Niners? And I said, if they're both hurt and neither of them are 100%, I wouldn't play either of them. And I feel like, Carter comes in here and he's like,
I had to get him off you.
Dude, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, one of them's going to play.
I'm with you.
Purdy or Mac Jones is going to play.
You're right. I'm with you.
Now let's. I wouldn't bet against that. And what I also would say is, if one of those guys play, that means they've made a determination that they're healthy. That's or healthy enough.
Yeah.
And then that's their prerogative. I'm just telling you that if I had any lingering concerns about playing in that game having a long-term effect with the Rams coming up on Thursday, I would start the third string quarterback.
Man,
I don't want to control
what you're trying to achieve though.
Well, here's what I don't understand, and because I don't like, I reject this. If their injuries are similar, but you're not going to play Brock Purdy because you're afraid he's going to get hurt, you're really going to play Mac Jones because he's a backup, and if he gets hurt, he gets hurt?
Well, he re-aggravated something in his knee.
Right.
But his injury is newer than Purdy, so I'm thinking Purdy is like a loaf of Wonder Bread. He's fresh at this point. And you had Matt Lively come on and join the Joes this morning, and he was talking about Purdy practicing, rolling out. So I got to believe, Steiny, my man Brock Purdy's itching to get back. And if we did this, let's just do this. Guys couldn't play because they're not 100% across the league, then nobody would be out there. I got to believe Brock is trending to get back.
Well, I think it's unbelievable that 2 weeks ago, everybody's unbelievably careful with Brock Purdy. And now, even though it's a turf toe and we have no idea the severity, we're making a determination that, well, now he's itching to go, so he should play. I don't know. I also heard Matt Lively say that he's doing exactly the same thing as he did last week. Mm. We didn't play last week. So,
but more days have gone by the time you think a decision should be rendered.
But what happened when we heard 2 to 5 or 6 weeks and everybody said, "Oh my God, what if he's out for 6 weeks? What if he's out for 5 weeks?"
Mac Jones can hold it down.
Well, how do we know right now that Purdy's ready after two? I don't know that he's ready after two. If he plays, I think that means he's ready.
And you got to see, if there's any re-aggravation of the toe once he does come back.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy is banged up, and Mac Jones is banged up. This is what Kyle Shanahan said about both these guys' injuries, and you guys determine or try to translate what this means.
Is one of them farther ahead than the other in terms of health?
No, I don't think so. I think they're both limited.
How is Brock progressing with his toe?
Good. He's better today than he was on Sunday, and hopefully they'll keep continuing.
Yeah, and Matt Lively again, Sonny, had the nugget, though. He looked like he did last week, and that resulted in him not playing. And I told you guys last week, and I stood on it, I wanted to see Mac for another game. I scratched that itch, and now I want to see Brock back.
Let me ask you this. What would you think if Martinez starts on
the offense continuing to function and mirror what it has with their starter dramatically, just because he's never done it, Steiny, dramatically decreases their chances of winning. And then if you want to roll that dice and they might play that card, I think it's wild. Then you're telling me in 4 days you got a game against your rival? Like, I guess are both quarterbacks, Steiny, really going to use those extra days to be 100% for the Rams if you were extremely cautious and neither one of them didn't play? I think it's going to be the same thing, basically. Like, what are you really gaining from holding them out Sunday till Thursday? And if you happen to lose the game,
4 extra days. Not only that, you avoid the wear and tear of something happening on Sunday. But it's funny because
you hope.
I said, what would it tell you if Martinez starts? And you go, well, they're probably going to be harder to win. What it would tell me is both quarterbacks are hurt. If Martinez starts, are we now going to say, well, he should have started Mac Jones? Well, we don't know the severity of the injury.
Well, yeah.
And it happened at the end of the fourth quarter. Right, and all I'm saying is if there's any doubt, I I'm not playing either of them. That's all. Yeah. I think Mac Jones could end up being a really important part of this season.
No, he's been already.
So I don't want to lose him. 888-957-9570. Devin's in an Uber. Where are you at, Devin, on this one? What should Shanny do?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing this morning?
Doing
hey,
well.
So this is mainly for Goo, right? But Steiner, I want you to hear it. Five questions, Goo. I need you to answer pretty quick, right?
Oh, wow.
How many games do you see the Niners? How many games do you see the Niners winning this year?
10.
Okay, so that means there's a chance that they could lose roughly 7. At this stage of the season, do you think the Niners can make the playoffs?
I do.
Okay. Are division games more important than non-division games?
I believe that.
Okay. And I've been hearing how good or how good teams, you know, like that doesn't really matter. Any team can beat any team in the NFL any given Sunday. Do you believe in that?
I do. Cleveland and Green Bay last week.
I love this, by the way.
Okay. So based on those, why is it far-fetched to have the third-string quarterback play based on that information, right? If you lose a game, you're still up 3-1. You rested your quarterbacks a little longer. You could possibly win the game because it's any given Sunday, and you're showing the true depth and strength in numbers.
Hey,
so why
I hear
is
you.
It, like,
no,
crazy?
No. I'm going to give this to you, and I love it. Real quick here, and Steiny, I just think the fact that Kyle let Mac finish the game and hand the ball off and throw it with what he was dealing with that gimpy knee, I just find it hard to believe. And I could be wrong. My intel is Purdy's had time to mend. Okay, it's about how he's feeling. And if Mac Jones finished that game, again, I'm guessing, guru guess, is that knee injury that bad or that severe to where they would be that cautious and have Mac sit out as well? That's what I'm going against. Like, I think one of the two are going to be able to answer the bell.
Well, to conclude real quick, as a former player, I've never wanted to say it, but I messed around with the practice team with the Seahawks, right, in 20, just a little stint before the Achilles tear.
Right.
So I know how it goes in there. I believe that's closer to, I'm not in the locker room, so I don't know, but that's closer to you got to have him tough out that game. Because you can't throw in the third stringer in that situation at that time, cold, no reps, you know what I'm saying? But this is where he's possibly getting reps with teams. He's throwing the ball. And granted, Purdy could play. It's possible. Matt
right.
could play. It's
yeah.
possible. But if we're saying you can take care of both, I don't like the – and I don't think you're saying this, but I don't like the where it's like, oh, we don't care about Mac Jones. We don't care about your health because you're a second stringer. You should care about the health of everybody on the team. And if they're both equally hurt, you go with the third string.
Okay.
That's why you got
three kids. And I'm going to leave you with this parting gift. I'm going to leave you with this one. Sonny, it will be done. I just believe if you're doing this because you think there's a greater chance for them both to be healed and 100% by Thursday against the Rams, again, with my little intel, I don't feel that way. And I guess that's why I'm like, one of them have to play now. Because, Steiny, if you could tell me, Goo, they're both 100%, if you do what you guys are talking about, I would be okay. I could see it. But I think this thing is just, this is the new reality for them. Both, you know, moving forward. Like, if you guarantee
okay,
me Thursday,
no,
you know
I
what I mean?
It.
Yeah, that's all.
I understand. And the beauty, and look, this is the beauty, and I'm going to hang up after this. The beauty is we both don't know, and we're going to wait and see.
Right.
And we love the game. All three of us love the game. So I thank you guys for taking it.
Appreciate it, Devin.
Five questions, Steiny. Deposition.
Yeah, I'm not here to say that if Mac Jones is healthy, he shouldn't play.
Right.
I'm just saying that I do agree when he said every player's health is important. It's like,
and I hated to sound like that, but yeah.
But the reality of the situation is that's a fact.
Right.
Hey, who do you want to get hurt less?
Right.
Well, probably Brock Purdy.
I got you, right.
But that's not why. Like, I'm not playing him because of that, or I'm not playing him because that's the least awful of two situations. I'm just... You know, like, here's the way I feel. Like, it's Jacksonville, it's week 4. They're going to make these decisions on Purdy and Mac Jones like they make every single decision. And,
correct.
It's not, they're not going to say, boy, in another circumstance, we wouldn't play Mac Jones, but because Purdy's hurt, we've got to play Mac Jones, even though he's not 100%. I don't think they would do that.
Now, where are you at on my premise of, let's say they do what you guys are lobbying, but Stoddy, I just feel like that turnaround, this thing is good. It could be the same thing for the next 4 to 5 weeks. And
okay, then don't play him at all.
I'm asking you this. Do you have a feeling that Mac Jones' injury is more serious than I think it is?
This is where I have no idea.
And neither do
I have no idea.
But
I'm just assuming. So did Brock Purdy. So did Brock Purdy when he had turf toe. That's all adrenaline, I got to believe. So what are we doing, 49er fans, on Sunday?
Man.
And again, like I we're going to talk about this because it's important to see who's going to play at quarterback. But I just think like whatever the 49ers are going through now, making that determination, it's the same way they go about making a determination on anybody, whether it's a quarterback or Bosa being ruled out. And I just think they're looking at these two guys and saying,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
They are not fully functional. We can't put them out there.
All right. I'm going to say this to you.
And who's to say Martinez at 100% isn't better than Mac Jones at 60? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. As far just from a fan perspective and viewership, I told you and I meant it, Kenny. Last week, I told you in the same studio, Stoddy, I kind of was enamored, curious, and intrigued about seeing Mac Jones for the second time. And you know what, Stoddy? I got it. And I'm not saying he was bad. They won the game. But what if I told you now I want to see Brock back just so I can compare it, the game plan, the throws, just the offense, the ability to run, if it's greater, if they continue to still have the same. Like, I want to see Brock back. But that's neither here nor there. I just got to tell you, Stoddy, this is a team and the coaching staff that allowed one Fred Warner to play on a broken ankle half the season. So I got to believe Kyle and the way he thinks, or that staff, or medical staff, if one of these guys say, hey, I can go, and you put a number and it's 80, 82, they'll be out there before the third stringer. That's why I think that's highly unlikely. I get your thought process behind it.
Then they better not get a guy hurt.
And at this stage,
they bet, like,
can you even?
Sorry, but
I would
at this
take
point,
the bet that somebody's going to get hurt. I'm not wishing that, but that's just how this thing is out of control. The injury thing with the Niners.
Well,
it's like
again,
peanut butter and jelly.
So why would you play a guy who's not 100% if you have injury problems? Like I look at it the opposite from a lot of, I guess, from other people. Like the way their injuries have gone, if you're telling me on Thursday that both quarterbacks are limited.
Yes.
They're both limited. All right. Well, what does it even mean if Mac Jones is limited? The guy can barely run when he's healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is crazy, though, because I want to sit here and say, Stoddy, you think we're doing too much, but every time we're at the cafeteria, you and I, and we complete a week, and I'm thinking Juwan Jennings is good to go, or somebody we didn't even know was dealing with something, and just Guru, me going third person, oh, Stoddy, they'll be out there. We're eating this chicken Caesar salad, and then there's a report, Stoddy not available for the Niners, and I always look at you like, damn, where'd that come from? So I got to be real cool here on saying this is a nothing burger, because there is a chance that what if you're right and both of these dudes couldn't go?
Well, then we'll see Martinez. Like, I mean,
what I'm saying is that's crazy.
Why?
When does it stop? Is what that's what I'm saying, partner. You got your backup now. Got an issue? Ain't we been through enough? Haven't we?
Start like
I got you.
We
man.
Start blaming the team for those injuries if we're so frustrated.
But where would that get you? And how could you fix it if you don't know what you're doing to get?
Well, maybe
guys are dropping.
Maybe understand that it's going to be tough to win when you have guys getting hurt left and right. And that's just, again, part of who the 49ers have become.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
On the YouTube chat, Snotty, Jeff Malago, start Martinez and have Purdy suit up for backup just to make Snotty happy.
What's that?
It was a joke from Jeff Malafaso.
Give it to me.
Start Martinez and have Purdy suit up for backup just to make you happy.
No, I mean, why would that make me happy? Like, again, I'm not making any prediction. And if anybody out there can tell me why this is a crazy thought, if neither of them are healthy, they shouldn't play. Like, why is that a controversial take? Fine. Now it's NFL. But a week ago was, we've got to be very careful with Brock. Have to be careful
because
with
you
Brock.
Had Mac.
You don't have to be careful with Mac?
Yeah, you do, but okay. The drop off from Mac to Martinez,
we don't know that.
Could be as
who
big
knows?
As...
You're probably right, but okay. Who knows? But maybe you got to lose a game because your two
now
quarterbacks
you're
are hurt.
Playing the Rams,
okay,
the, you know,
and then maybe you got Purdy back.
But does that make?
But
okay,
see here
you
again,
got Purdy back,
you're saying
you
four extra
game?
Games. Like, I don't know if four extra days is going to do
right.
Mac Jones or Purdy
and
any better.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, but maybe, but I'm not going to play them because if you're unsure if their 4 days will help them, then why would you play them on Sunday is what I'm saying.
But I guess, Stoddy, do you believe this happens? You tell me. Hey, Stoddy, can you go? How you feeling? Because there's not going to be no test or blood test. It's going to be, hey, how you feeling? And at that juncture, I think these dudes who are tough as nails.
So what happened last week when Purdy how did it come about that Purdy didn't play last Sunday? Well, how do you think it came down?
Okay. Hey, Brock, how you feeling? Man, I'm feeling a little something with the toe. Mac was so good. You know what? Let's just one more week, I should be good. But that stemmed from the confidence in Mac Jones. But now if you're talking to Mac, how you feeling? Well, you know, my knee is a little.
Yeah, your knee's a little.
But who's behind you? Martinez. Oh,
okay.
Boy. That might.
Okay, so you said it. That's fine. You just said it. You said, well, my knee's not great, but, you know, Aaron's a third string.
Yeah, that.
Right,
like, that's a part of it to me.
That's fine.
But
listen,
with Brock to Mac, we're okay.
And all I'm saying is, if you're equally worried that by putting Purdy out there, he could get hurt, and putting Mac Jones out there because he could get hurt, and they're both at 80, I'm not just going to be like, okay, we'll play Mac Jones because he's the backup, and because it's risky, we'll need to lose him before we lose Purdy. And, you know, here's the other thing. Okay, you play Mac Jones. And this is kind of my frustrating part with injuries because I have no idea how Brock Purdy feels.
Right.
Brock Purdy might know right now he's playing. I don't know. But what happens if, guess what? They're still, neither of them are really 100%. And now you put Mac Jones out there, he gets hurt. And now you got a short week heading into the Rams, and you still don't know if Purdy's 100%. But now you don't have Mac Jones. And again, I get it. It's football. Things can happen and guys can get hurt. I'm just saying I wouldn't risk it at this point. 888-957-9570 is the number. But this is also one of those things where, like, I'm not here to say I understand how it's all going. The way I always just say, it's about the team. If Purdy or Jones plays on Sunday, then they're healthy.
Okay.
If they don't, it means they weren't healthy enough to play. So that's like, I got to just rely that the team's going to make that decision and it'll be the right one.
Yeah.
But if it's Aaron Martinez, Well, that tells me that both quarterbacks are hurt more than we think, right?
I want to say right, but I'm going to steal from our girl Lori Matthews, Donnie, on the chat. She's also saying what I've said to you earlier. My metric or my number is 80%. Do you believe in a perfect world if either Brock is 80 and Mac Jones are 80%, they will start at 80 over Martinez at 100?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See, like, I don't,
what was 80. Purdy? What was Purdy last Sunday?
That,
we don't know if he was 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or 20.
But not good enough to go.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got to believe that's below 80. You know what I mean? If I had to put a number on it.
You know, I mean, like, the other thing is, if a guy's 80%, you know, we throw that number around, yeah. That to me, and he's got a turf toe, is it, to me, that's fair to say, well, maybe he won't quite be as mobile as he, okay, well, I don't know if I'm playing him then.
Oh, that's a factor.
Yeah, I mean, I got to have Purdy's mobility.
And maybe he didn't play because of that.
Hey, speaking of football on a Sunday, we are going to be back at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. Here's what goes down. The show starts at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal, and all the early games are going to be on for you. And get this, if you're going to the game, just park at Laughing Monk Brewing, and you can take a free shuttle to and from the stadium. So you drive to Laughing Monk, have a couple, take the shuttle to the game, and then jump on the shuttle, and it'll take you back to Laughing Monk afterwards. That's all free. That's all free. Here's what you have to do. Just sign up and reserve a spot. That's all you got to do. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. We're going to see you there. Laughing Monk Brewing, Sunday at 10 a.m. That segment was also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.